And what company shall we have there?
Oh, there we shall be with seraphims and cherubims, creatures that will dazzle your eyes to look on them. There also you shall meet with thousands and ten thousands that have gone before us to that place. None of them are hurtful, but loving and holy, every one walking in the sight of God and standing in His presence with acceptance forever. In a word, there we shall see the elders with their golden crowns. There we shall see the holy virgins with their golden harps. There we shall see men that by the world were cut in pieces, burnt in flames, eaten of beasts, drowned in the seas for the love that they bear to the Lord of the place, all well, and clothed with immortality as with a garment.
The hearing of this is enough to ravish one's heart. But are these things to be enjoyed? How shall we get to be sharers thereof?
The Lord, the governor of the country, hath recorded that in this book, the substance of which is, if we be truly willing to have it, He will bestow it upon us, freely.
Well, my good companion, glad am I to hear these things. Come on, let us bend our pace.
I cannot go as fast as I would, by reason of this burden that is upon my back.
Now I saw in my dream that just as they had ended this talk, they drew near to a very miry slough that was in the midst of the plain. And they, being heedless, did both fall suddenly into the bog. The name of the slough was Despond. Here, therefore, they wallowed for a time, being grievously bedaubed with the dirt. And Christian, because of the burden that was on his back, began to sink in the mire.
Ah, neighbor Christian, where are you now?
Truly, I do not know.
At this, Pliable began to be offended and angrily said to his fellow,
Is this the happiness you have told me all the while of? If we have such ill speed at our first setting out, what may we expect between this and our journey's end? May I get out again with my life? You shall possess this brave country alone for me.
And with that, he gave a desperate struggle or two, and got out of the mire on that side of the slough which was next to his own house. So away he went, and Christian saw him no more.